For most Australians, learning the recorder or piano is a rite of passage at school, whether you love it or loathe it. But in a crowded slum in Bangkok, learning an instrument is normally an impossible dream. However, a music program is teaching some of the city's most disadvantaged children not only how to play, but hopefully how to live. Southeast Asia correspondent Liam Cochrane reports.
The Klong Toi community in the heart of Bangkok is tightly packed and known for drugs, violence and poverty.
Sometimes the family is completely shattered.
Frenchwoman Geraldine Nemrod has spent years working with the children of Klong Toi.
Some of the kids don't know their parents, live with their grandmother while their parents work in other cities.
But amid the hardship lies a musical oasis, the Klong Toi Music Program, co-founded by Ms. Nemrod.
We're all musicians and we knew how much music can bring into a children's life, so a place where they feel like they can be normal children, they can forget about the obstacles of their everyday life and they can grow, have fun and express themselves through music and art.
13-year-old Sutipong Sawankokwat plays bass.
I get to see friends and play music. We feel united together.
On lead guitar, it's 12-year-old Nishada Nudeng.
I'm a girl and I chose to play guitar to look cool.
Every room and even staircases are used as rehearsal areas. The equipment is surprisingly modern thanks to generous donations. The students are practicing for a concert, a big showcase of independent and alternative bands. Dedicated Thai staff teach children of all ages and abilities. And it's not just about music.
They might learn about perseverance, about commitment. Whenever you want to learn something, to achieve something, to pursue a dream, you have to commit, you have to work hard for it. And you can't give up.
It's showtime at the Quad Indie Festival. 8 stages, 120 bands, some of them a little heavier than Klong Toi Music Program. On one stage, a drummer leaps from his kit, sending cymbals flying, as a singer rips the strings off the guitarist's instrument. But across the park, the children of Klong Toi tune up their ukuleles and nervously begin. After the gig, Nishida Nudeng is beaming.
I was shaking on stage, but I felt so happy that people came to listen to us.
Geraldine Nemrod is also smiling.
We're very happy with the concert. The kids had fun. It was really nice to see like all of them on stage together, just enjoying themselves, you know. And I think they did very well. For half an hour, for some of them it was their very first concert, so I'm very proud of them.
From a Bangkok slum to starring at a music festival, the hard work and perseverance is paying off. In Bangkok, this is Liam Cochrane for AM.